On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, welcome indeed. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. You know why I'm excited? I'm excited because the show's on, of course, and I'm hanging out with you. But I'm also excited because we're nearly finished with the federal election. How good is that? 1 week to go. It's been a tough campaign to watch. I tell you what, very light on policy. Some of the debates, some of the media coverage as well, I've got to say, it's pretty poor. It's pretty rubbish, actually, if I'm being honest. But we've only got a week to go. I wonder if you've voted yet. You've been down a pre-poll? I haven't made it down yet. They're saying that the rain here in Cairns, certainly earlier in the week, has kept people away, but the Australian Electoral Commission is reporting record numbers, massive, massive turnout in pre-poll. There is an old adage in political circles that if people turn out in record numbers early, it means they're angry and it means they're sending a message to the government. Will that be the case? Will those polls and those online bookies predicting a Labor win, will it come true? We will know in just over a week's time. I know I, for one, as a political tragic, will be glued to the coverage come Saturday evening on May 21. On today's show, we avoid politics where we can. We'll have a look at the national debt, but we'll have a look at that debt, that forecast trillion-dollar debt. We'll have a look from an analytical database point of view, not a political point of view. We'll have a look at, should we be worried, or should we? Is everything going to be okay when it comes to the national debt? A few other big topics as well on today's show. I can't wait to get stuck into it. Thanks for being with me. Let's go.